Running a business is no cakewalk, but with SAP Concur Solutions, you can be ready for anything. You can manage travel, expenses, and AP all on one platform that's packed with AI and best practices, and that delivers it all through an easy, clear, I can't believe how simple that is experience. So, while not much can be done about that guy who never fails to burn the microwave popcorn and stink up the entire office, with SAP Concur, you can easily handle almost anything else. Take control of your business finances today at concur.com. That's concur.com. Working remotely, where you are shouldn't dictate what you do. Work from the road by turning your vehicle into a reliable high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On the network that covers more roads than any other carrier, take your work on the road and AT&T will be there to keep you connected. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Why wait? Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi today for free trial eligibility. Based on independent third-party data, number of devices varies by manufacturer. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
It's brand new, season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you? Get in touch with technology with Tech Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hi there. Welcome to the podcast. My name is Chris Paulette. I'm an editor here at How Stuff Works. And with me today is Jonathan Strickland.
I'm a writer.
That he is.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was going to mention that. I swear.
I'm sure you were.
Along with mentioning that, I should mention that there's been a new product from Apple, or brand new phone.
Generation of a product, maybe?
Right. Yeah. The iPhone.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Oh, it's the thing that's been in the news that you can't avoid no matter what.
Oh, yeah, that.
Yeah. Well, yes, it's the 3G iPhone. It's the second generation of iPhone. It's called 3G. What's up with that? Well, the 3G isn't about generation. It's about the 3G phone network. It's the third generation phone network, which is much faster than the edge network that most phones are using in the United States.
And the iPhone 1.0, if you will.
Right. That ran on a second generation network as well. So the new one can run on 3G, which sounds great, except that there's one kind of small drawback for people in the U.S. The 3G network isn't very big. It actually only covers some pretty major metropolitan areas, and anyone else, you're still stuck using the older networks because there's no infrastructure there.
Right.
But the phone also has other things. It's got GPS, which the old iPhone did not have. So now you've got a GPS system. It can't run in the background because it drains battery life, so it only runs in short bursts, but you still got it. So no turn-by-turn instructions or anything, but you at least know where you are now.
That's true. That's very useful. The iPhone also, the new iPhone also has, the advantage of having the iPhone 2.0 software installed on
right.
it,
mm-hmm.
At the store, at the point of sale, which they used to update the original iPhone users. They sent it out to them over the network. So they, have been gradually updating that, and that gives them a new, slate of software applications designed by third party, developers. So that gives them a whole lot of options that they didn't have in the original iPhone.
And it's a huge deal because Apple tends to be very much in-house. So to open up this sort of thing to other developers is pretty big. Although we also have to mention these applications can't run in the background on the iPhone. That's still locked away. So let's say you have an instant messaging program application on your new iPhone. If you were to go and use something else, you wouldn't continue to get updates from your instant messenger until you went back to that program directly, brought it back to the front of your of the operating system, essentially, and then it would update. So there's some, you know, little drawbacks there, but that's not the big, big story about the whole update issue, is it?
No, no, I'm sure that, that you also, mean the mobile me, because, you know, you've got push email now.
Sure.
You've got the ability to back up with the calendar. I mean, you know, you've got that and the new software and the faster network. What could possibly go wrong?
Right. Yeah. I mean, if you're going to have all these updates happen at the same time, that's got to be a smooth sail all the way down, right?
Well, unless you're a customer of the original iPhone waiting for your software download, or it, you know, bricks your phone.
Right.
Or, you know, you're waiting in a very, 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 very long line to get your 3G iPhone at the Apple store, and it's taking a long time to upgrade or actually activate your phone, because
Sure. You
had to activate in the store instead of the way they did it with the first one.
Right. Apple kind of wanted to make sure people weren't going to just purchase phones and sell them on eBay or jailbreak their phones immediately. That didn't work so well. There's been reports that the 3G iPhone has already been jailbroken. But that meant that if something went wrong, it went wrong for a lot of people. And that's exactly what happened.
Services were down for days. The Mobile Me service was down for at least 5 days from what I read. You know, activations. There were people still waiting in long lines Monday morning after the Friday release of the iPhone at the Apple stores nationwide.
So for those of you who don't have an iPhone and didn't try to upgrade your software, just imagine having a cell phone and being told there's this new update that will make your cell phone much more powerful and have a lot more functionality. And then you start the update and then it fails. And now you can't use your phone at all because the old software's gone. The new software's not there. And now you just have a paperweight until they fix whatever the problem is.
Great.
That's kind of what happened.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people think Apple should apologize, but I'm not certain that they will.
No, I'm firmly of the belief that Apple fanboys will take whatever Apple dishes out.
Well, that is very probable, since they have such a sexy product on their hands.
Yes.
Well,
whoa, hold on there.
You know, the funny thing about doing technology podcasts is that things change very rapidly. And only a few hours after we recorded this podcast, Apple issued an apology for their Mobile Me service outage, proving us completely and utterly wrong.
However, the Apple fans did respond with, "Thank you, sir. May I have another?"
And now back to your regularly scheduled podcast, already in progress. Well, if you'd like to learn more, we have an article called How the iPhone Works, and that's available today at HowStuffWorks.com. Thanks for listening.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@HowStuffWorks.com. Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Running a business is no cakewalk, but with SAP Concur Solutions, you can be ready for anything. You can manage travel, expenses, and AP all on one platform that's packed with AI and best practices, and that delivers it all through an easy, clear, I can't believe how simple that is, experience. So, while not much can be done about that guy who never fails to burn the microwave popcorn and stink up the entire office, with SAP Concur, you can easily handle almost anything else. Take control of your business finances today at concur.com. That's concur.com.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedatum. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello! acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi-mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.